when I say, as a feminist woman, you do not initiate. This does not mean that you do not contact the guy first. For example, Rachel, your recent thread is, you know, I almost never initiate any text with a man. Is that the right thing to do? And I see this question a lot, so I wanted to address it. So this means that you do not plan the dates and you do not lead the dating dynamic forward. For example, when do we see each other next? Where are we going? What are we playing? Who's paying for what? When are we going to be in a relationship? When do we get married? Okay, so the seeing part and like the meeting each other part, the setting up dates, the organizing, all of that, that's not on you, that's on him. But what's on you is to make sure that this man knows that you're interested. And I call this, how do you initiate in a feminine way by not leading, is signaling, as I call it. So how do you signal is, number one, after you go on a date, send him a message, say, thank you so much, I loved our date, for example, if obviously this is the guy you want to see again. So every time he does something that you like, he says something that you like, make sure to acknowledge that, to appreciate and communicate your feelings. Always communicate your feelings. I felt this, I felt very taken care of, this made me laugh, thank you so much, so on and so forth. So that's really important. And then between dates, for example, because sometimes men can't really judge whether you're interested or not. The masculine men who are very confident with women, which are, by the way, not all men, because this is also a process for them. The masculine men who have experience with women who really worked on themselves and really developed their confidence capacity, they will pursue no matter what. These are kind of like, I don't want to call them the outlier. And this is actually really important. Not all men will just pursue really hard, right? A lot of them will, the ones who are in strong masculine energy. But I strongly feel that you should not read, like, if a man is not coming super strong, no matter what, messaging and leading, that he's not into or he's not in his masculine. That's not true. Some men, I don't know what's the percentage, maybe 20-30% of men or something. I don't think it is 50, but maybe, I don't know. But, you know, those types of men, they exist and they are in their masculine. They will pursue, they work on themselves. They're like, I know what I want, I'm going for it. And that's the guy that all of us probably want, right? But not all men are like that. So there's guys who, like, no matter whether you text them or not, they're going for it, right? Now, there's a pool of guys, which I honestly think is, and then there's obviously the guys who are in the feminine who want you to do all the work, and that's not who we want. But I feel like there's a pool of men, the untapped potential of the masculine. You know how most women feel intimidated by successful men and men in their masculine energy? Like something happens when you see this guy you really like, you like freeze. A lot of men freeze when they find a woman who's confident in herself, and especially if she's really attractive, right? Like beautiful women or women who are like in their bodies or whatever. So we are intimidated by men who are in their masculine because we don't know how to act around that. And they're intimidated by our beauty or by our femininity or attractiveness. You know, that woman is like, oh shit. And I always give the story of this guy who, you know, he was working on like his pickup women game or whatever, and he managed to get a number from this woman who was a 10 in his eyes, and men have this scale. A 10 is like top of the top, the most beautiful woman, right? And then he gets his number, and then he struggles for weeks to actually call her. And guess what? He never calls her. He never calls her, and he writes about it, and he says, because I felt unworthy of being around a woman like that. Think about how crazy that is. So there's some things that, and I don't want to say this happens for beautiful women, or I mean, every woman is beautiful, right? So we don't know what's on the other side, and we don't know whether, I mean, you might just show up with who you are and you like the guy, but he needs a little bit of encouragement, right?
Hey girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing willing and again available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced, and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine men and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode.
And here's how you encourage, here's how you signal. You tell them, I love the date, focus on your feeling, communicate, appreciate. And then in between dates, like, don't initiate, when are we going to each other, see each other next or whatever, right? Like Jen, in our group, my client, she said, you know, when I'm with my man and she's in a relationship now, she just sends him a link of a concert. That's it. And he's like, oh, this sounds great. Let me look some dates and book it. Right. So that's a really good example. So how can you do that? How can you, like, if he's not calling you or whatever after the first, second date and he says he wants to see you, actually, number one, he just might be busy. So people are busy, people are dating, whatever. This is not about you, this is about him. So that's number one. Always keep in mind, that's why I always recommend dating more than one man at a time, so that you don't focus on just one guy. The second thing is send him some, you can text men and you can initiate conversations, but these conversations have to be like sending him something funny, something cute, like take a photo, I don't know, something you talked about. Let's say you were in the first date and you talked about, I don't know, these Australian native flowers, like I'm looking at Australian native flowers. So like, oh, so ask yourself, what reminds me of him? And what is a photo that I can send him? What is a song that I can send him? What is a trailer that I can send him, a video? So not initiating a conversation about, okay, where is this going? When are we seeing each other next? I'm free on Saturday. None of that. Just signaling and kind of like, you know, when you're fishing, you're doing the bait. Just dropping the bait, you know how you walk around, there's this old classic trick that women did to get a man's attention, as they're walking by and they like drop the handkerchief and he like, oh, picks it up, right? Like do an opening, drop your handkerchief in texts, right? And this could be, again, an image, a picture of you, a picture of other things, a video, a link, something that really reminds you of him, or like just three words, right? So this is how he will know that you're interested, because a lot of men sometimes doubt that you're interested and they don't want to be like they don't want to be in your space, right? And so if you're doing that and he's not initiating, assume that he's busy. And then keep dating other men and keep focusing on yourself. And then also know that you have shown interest. And this is how you avoid this thing like, you know, because some men will message you and say, you never text. Is there a reason why? Right? You don't want to be awkward. You're like, as long as you're initiating, but obviously not too much in between dates. And always, by the way, initiate less. Like it should be less than him. And like if he's mirror his language and mirror his behavior towards you, you don't want to end up with a man sending you like a line, how are you? And like you're writing him a paragraph. Avoid that. But drop a signal, drop the handkerchief. And that's how he'll know you're interested. And if he's not initiating after that, move forward, right? There's plenty of amazing men there. And that means that you've shown him that you're interested. He's not picking up the handkerchief. That means he's either busy, might come back, doesn't matter, or he's not interested. Okay? When I speak,
right, beautiful woman. Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.